Imagine for a second that you are sitting at your favorite restaurant on a bustling Friday night. The dining room is just packed. The ambient noise is this loud hum of conversation, clinking glasses. Servers are effortlessly weaving between those really tight tables with trays full of drinks.
Right. It looks completely effortless from the outside.
Exactly. And somehow, your exact order arrives perfectly cooked, right on schedule. It looks like a well-choreographed ballet. But behind those swinging kitchen doors, it is an intense, high-stakes environment where 100 different variables could derail the entire operation every single minute.
Yeah, any single minute.
Today, we are taking you behind those doors.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we're going to uncover the hidden, incredibly sophisticated technological architecture that is actually running your favorite dining spot.
It's a sprawling operational landscape that most of us just never consider. I mean, we sit down, we look at the menu, and we expect seamless service, completely unaware of the intricate digital ecosystem actively operating in the background to orchestrate that single meal.
Well, to understand the mechanics of how it all works, we are pulling from a highly specific stack of source materials today. First, we have an internal vision retrospective for a new restaurant operations platform. It's operating under the codename DeckBoss.
Great name.
Right. And alongside that, we're looking at a technical memo detailing exactly how this platform integrates its architecture with Slack and predictive artificial intelligence.
Which is wild.
It really is. And to round it all out, we have a massive, comprehensive 2025 directory of third-party integrations for the Toast point of sale ecosystem. So our mission for this deep dive is to explore how AI, enterprise chat applications, and these vast data networks are taking these notoriously chaotic kitchens and transforming them into hyper-disciplined, data-driven chips.
Taking the chaos and actually making it predictable.
Okay, let's unpack this. We need to start with DeckBoss, because the name alone implies a level of operational intensity you really don't typically associate with your local bistro.
No, you don't. But that intensity is entirely by design, and it reflects a major shift in hospitality management. The foundational concept behind DeckBoss is that it bypasses the traditional idea of a scheduling app or just a fragmented group chat.
Yeah.
The developers describe it in the retrospective as a living, adaptive digital crew, and it's built directly on top of Slack's enterprise infrastructure.
Right, because they looked at the physical realities of a busy restaurant.
Right.
The incredibly tight quarters, the relentless pace.
The absolute necessity for instant, unambiguous communication.
Exactly. And they realized that the environment doesn't resemble a corporate office at all.
Not even a little bit. It operates much more like a naval vessel during a deployment.
I have to say, adapting a naval framework for restaurant floor is a fascinating mental model. I mean, when everyone is quite literally on deck during a dinner rush, the parallels become pretty obvious.
They do. And the developers really leaned into it by adapting a strict naval hierarchy for the restaurant staff. The whole goal is to establish definitive lines of operational accountability.
So no one is guessing who does what.
Exactly. If we break down this organizational structure, the strategy becomes very clear. At the apex, you have the captain.
Okay.
This represents the owner or the multi-unit operator, the person steering the macro-level strategy of the business. Directly supporting them is the quartermaster.
Which is such a cool title for a restaurant.
Right. And just as they would on a ship, the quartermaster commands the stock and rations. They are solely responsible for tracking inventory burn rates, managing ingredient supply chains, and executing vendor orders.
Which instantly solves a massive operational bottleneck. I mean, there's no more ambient confusion about who is supposed to order the takeout containers or the specific brand of napkins. That data lives and dies with the quartermaster.
Precisely. Moving down the chain, you have the mess chief, who is the executive chef or kitchen manager overseeing the entire back of house operation. Out on the floor managing the customer facing elements, you have the deck boss or the crew chief.
So those are your floor managers, head bartenders, shift supervisors?
Yes. And supporting the entire infrastructure are the porters. Those are the dishwashers, bussers, back of house aides who keep the physical environment turning. And finally, the new recruits, which categorize the trainees and seasonal hires who are still onboarding.
I can see how that instantly assigns a highly specific identity and operational purview to every single employee. But, and to push on that just a bit, a restaurant floor is incredibly fluid.
Yeah.
Doesn't imposing a rigid military-style structure onto a dynamic service environment risk creating bureaucratic bottlenecks, especially when people just need to react and get things done?
It's a fair question, and the retrospective actually addresses that exact friction point. The developers argue that the structure doesn't inhibit movement, it eliminates ambient noise.
Okay, how so?
To make this hierarchy function without causing those bottlenecks, they built what they call the CIC, a Combat Information Center.
Hosted in Slack.
Entirely hosted within Slack. It operates as a centralized command feed where managers can monitor security camera streams, watch live inventory updates, and review real-time staff action logs, all in one consolidated dashboard.
So it's essentially a mission control that pulls the team out of their physical silos.
That is the underlying philosophy. The sources emphasize that restaurant life is inherently chaotic. You deal with unpredictable customer rushes, sudden equipment failures, dynamic staffing issues.
Things you just can't predict.
Exactly. You cannot engineer that chaos out of the business model. However, by implementing this naval-inspired discipline and funneling communication through highly structured asynchronous Slack channels, operators can manage what they define as predictable chaos.
Predictable chaos. I like that.
It drastically reduces operational friction. Let's say a deep fryer suddenly goes down in the middle of a shift. The crew chief logs it in a dedicated kitchen ops channel. The captain instantly sees the alert in the CIC, and the quartermaster can immediately coordinate an emergency repair vendor.
And this entire workflow happens digitally.
Right, avoiding a scenario where three different people are shouting updates across a crowded, noisy dining room.
It takes that frantic kinetic energy and channels it into a searchable ledger. Let's look at how this impacts the daily workflow, because DeckBoss is utilizing Slack and AI as the ultimate digital enforcers of this operational rigor.
Right.
Employees aren't just punching a clock when they arrive anymore.
No, not at all.
They initiate their shift by uploading a time-stamped, geolocated photo of their designated station.
Mm.
If you are opening the bar, you are required to snap a picture of the fully prepped bar setup.
Mm.
If you are prepping the kitchen, you upload a photo of the organized walk-in fridge.
And the operational oversight continues well past the start of the shift. The system utilizes AI bots to push hourly targeted prompts to specific roles.
Yeah.
It will ping the porters in their dedicated channel to execute their cleaning checklists, prompt the crew chief to log the current dining room capacity, or alert the floor staff to restock specific high traffic areas like the restrooms.
Now, anyone who has worked in the service industry knows that when you introduce a digital checklist, the immediate response from a rushed employee is to figure out how to game it.
Oh, absolutely.
You could theoretically save a perfect photo of a pristine bathroom on your camera roll and just upload that same file every time the bot asks for an update. But the architecture anticipates this with surprise validations.
This is such a smart feature.
At entirely random intervals, the AI will prompt specific staff members for real-time live capture photos of the dining room floor or the trash bins.
It acts as an automated audit of the physical space. If a porter uploads an image of an overflowing trash bin during a surprise validation, the AI doesn't just store the photo. It uses image recognition to analyze the state of the bin, assigns an algorithmic urgency level to the task, and automatically flags the crew chief if it requires immediate intervention.
Wow.
It gamifies the maintenance of the restaurant while completely eliminating the need for a manager to physically walk the floor for routine inspections.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. We have to talk about the technical engine driving this, because they aren't just using Slack for basic text messaging.
No, what's fascinating here is the sheer depth of the integration. The technical memo gets deep into the architecture, detailing how DeckBoss is leveraging very specific Slack API endpoints.
Right, endpoints like files.remote.add and files.list.
Yes. By utilizing those endpoints, they are completely bypassing Slack's native limitations regarding file management and retrieval. They are essentially turning a standard chat channel into a structured, queryable database.
Which is critical when you consider the latency requirements of a high-volume business. You cannot have a quartermaster infinitely scrolling through a disorganized chat history to find last week's seafood pricing.
Exactly. By using those specific APIs, a channel like VendorFish becomes a secure document vault. When the supplier emails over the latest PDF pricing sheet, it is dropped into that channel, instantly indexed, and made previewable and searchable for anyone with the correct permissions.
And for the big guys, the multi-unit franchise operators.
The architecture leverages the Discovery API for Enterprise Grid. This allows the corporate level to securely aggregate, export, and run analytics across the messages and files of 50 different restaurant locations simultaneously.
It's treating restaurant logistics with the same data rigor as a sauce company. And they are layering predictive AI directly on top of this structured data vault. There is a specific use case in the technical memo regarding the Quartermaster bot that highlights exactly how proactive this system is.
A football example.
Yes. Let's say it is World Cup season, and England just advanced in a major football tournament. The captain knows the pub is going to see a massive surge in foot traffic over the weekend. Instead of spending hours running spreadsheets, they simply query the Quartermaster bot in Slack.
They just ask it a question.
Right. They literally just ask, do we have sufficient cod inventory to support a 20% increase in fish and chips orders this Saturday?
The analytical pipeline triggered by that single question is remarkable. The bot does not provide an estimate. It executes a complex series of back-end queries in a matter of seconds. First, it accesses that vendor fish channel vault we discussed to parse the current stock file and the latest market price of cod.
While simultaneously querying historical sales data.
Exactly. To determine exactly what a 20% velocity increase translates to in raw physical inventory. It cross-references the weather forecast and the specific calendar event, calculates the delta between current stock and projected demand, and outputs a definitive response in the channel.
It's crazy.
It will proactively alert the team if a supplemental purchase order needs to be executed before the Friday delivery cutoff.
The real paradigm shift here isn't just the automation of the ordering process. It is the fact that the restaurant's raw supply chain is now directly plugged into real-world cultural events in real time. The system isn't just recording past performance, it is aggressively reacting to the future.
Yeah.
But Slack is ultimately just a messenger. It's an interface, not a financial database. For the Quartermaster bot to know the exact velocity of cod sold last weekend, it needs a central nervous system to pull from.
That is the crucial architectural dependency. DeckBoss requires a robust data brain to function, and that brain is the point of sale system. While there are legacy systems in the market, the sources specifically highlight the dominance of Toast in this space.
You definitely see the Toast hardware everywhere you go now. But the memo notes that Toast itself lacks this kind of nuanced internal communication layer for staff operations, which is the exact market gap DeckBoss is exploiting via Slack.
Exactly. What Toast lacks in native team chat, it makes up for with its underlying infrastructure, specifically its open APIs. This was a massive strategic moat for them. An open API allows entirely separate software ecosystems to communicate and share data securely.
So they just talk to each other.
Right. DeckBoss utilizes this digital bridge to continuously ingest Toast's live transactional data, real-time inventory drawdowns, and active labor punches, feeding all of those metrics directly into the Slack CIC.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it becomes obvious that the POS terminal on the counter is no longer just a cash register. It has evolved into the central routing hub of a vast digital ecosystem. The hardware you tap your credit card against is merely the surface layer.
Just the tip of the iceberg.
Beneath it, a modern hospitality operation relies on an intricate web of third-party applications just to keep the doors open.
This naturally brings us to the 2025 directory of Toast integrations included in our sources. The sheer scale and granularity of this directory is a testament to the fact that no single software platform can solve every operational niche in hospitality. It requires an integrated tech stack.
Let's group these integrations to really understand the impact, starting with what I consider the automation of management. I waited tables back in college, and the host stand was an absolute nightmare of ringing phones and a literal tablet farm.
Oh, the tablet farms.
You had one tablet for DoorDash, another for Uber Eats, a third for Grubhub. They were all pinging simultaneously, and the host had to frantically transcribe those digital orders into the main kitchen system. It was a massive vector for human error, and just thinking about it gives me phantom stress.
The industry recognizes the tablet farm as one of the most significant operational friction points of the last decade, but the integration directory showcases the solution delivery aggregators like Chowli and DeliverX.
Right.
These platforms act as a middleware layer. They ingest the API feeds from every distinct delivery marketplace and standardize them, funneling the data directly into the Toast POS. The kitchen receives the ticket exactly as if a server had punched it in at a physical terminal, completely eliminating the tablet farm and the need for manual transcription.
It automates the absolute worst part of the job away. And that same principle of automation extends heavily into labor and accounting. Managing a dynamic workforce schedule against incredibly thin restaurant margins is a high-wire act.
The tools addressing this are incredibly robust. The directory highlights 7 Shifts, an employee scheduling platform utilized by over 250,000 restaurant professionals. Because 7 Shifts integrates directly with Toast, it doesn't just manage time off requests, it ingests live sales velocity.
Meaning?
A manager can forecast exactly how many labor hours they can afford to schedule on a slow Tuesday afternoon versus a peak Friday night, optimizing their labor cost percentage in real time.
And when you combine labor management with back office accounting tools, the synergy is wild. Integrations like Extra Chef and Margin Edge are fundamentally changing the speed of business intelligence.
Margin Edge is a great example.
Yeah, they focus on automated invoice capture. A chef simply scans the paper invoices from the morning produce delivery. Margin Edge digitizes that data and immediately syncs it with the live sales data flowing through Toast. The result is that the system automatically generates a real-time profit and loss report. Managers are no longer waiting until the end of the month to realize they are losing money on a menu item. They know their exact food cost percentage by 3 p.m. that same day.
Having immediate, actionable visibility into profitability is a complete game changer. But as we move beyond operational management, the directory details a theme of high-tech surveillance and floor optimization. We are seeing next-generation technology that fundamentally alters how the restaurant interacts with both the customer and the staff.
This is where the tech stack starts to feel like science fiction. Let's look at the customer interaction side first. If you try to call a popular restaurant on a Saturday night to place a takeout order, you're usually competing with the noise of the dining room and a highly distracted host.
It's rarely a smooth experience.
Right. But the directory features an integration called SoundHound for Restaurants, which deploys an AI voice assistant to handle inbound calls. The system utilizes natural language processing specifically trained on complex restaurant menus and dietary modifiers. The customer speaks their order to the AI, and the AI injects that order directly into the Toast POS.
The physical staff never even hear the phone ring.
Exactly. Right. It completely insulates the internal crew from external distractions, allowing them to focus entirely on the guests in the room.
And on the internal side, the technology deployed for security and loss prevention is equally advanced. The sources break down integrations with video surveillance platforms like Solink and DTQ. This goes far beyond a closed-circuit camera pointed at a cash drawer. These systems actively ingest the transactional data from Toast and layer it directly over the video surveillance footage in a synchronized timeline.
That is a monumental leap from a simple security camera. It essentially turns loss prevention into a searchable database. You aren't fast-forwarding through hours of video trying to find an incident.
Exactly. Consider a scenario where a bartender processes a high-value cash refund or inputs a highly irregular discount code. The Solink system instantly identifies that anomaly within the POS data stream. It automatically flags the exact timestamp on the video footage and sends an alert to the captain.
Just right there on their phone or tablet?
Right. The manager can simply click the alert and watch a 10-second video clip of exactly what was physically happening at the register the moment that suspicious transaction was executed. It shifts loss prevention from a reactive manual review process to a proactive automated query.
It is incredibly efficient. Between the strict naval hierarchy of the deck boss Slack channels, an AI quartermaster predicting inventory needs, automated voice assistants taking orders, and surveillance systems cross-referencing cash drawer physics with API data logs, we are describing the architecture of a high-security tech campus.
It really is.
And the developers behind DeckBoss make it very clear in their retrospective that this operational framework is far too valuable to remain isolated within the hospitality sector.
They view food service as merely their initial proving ground. The stress testing you get in a commercial kitchen is unparalleled. Once the architecture is perfected there, they outline specific expansion plans into other verticals.
Like construction.
Yes, they are actively prototyping adaptations for the construction industry, rebranding the platform as Build Boss or Yard Boss. Instead of a mess chief, you have a foreman. Instead of a captain, a general contractor. They are also targeting complex retail environments like cannabis dispensaries, as well as large-scale hotel management. Any industry where frontline staff operate in a state of fluid, unpredictable chaos stands to benefit from this digital crew structure.
It makes perfect sense. A commercial construction site has a dozen different specialized vendors, razor-thin scheduling tolerances, and a constant stream of logistical variables. It's just as chaotic as a Friday night kitchen service. But looking back at the restaurant industry specifically, the Toast directory indicates that these analytics platforms are evolving past simply reporting data. They're beginning to actively coach the operational strategy.
We're seeing the rise of platforms that act as localized business consultants. The directory outlines tools like Butter.ai, which functions as a virtual analyst. It doesn't merely aggregate historical performance data. It pulls in external contextual variables, hyperlocal weather forecasts, upcoming neighborhood events, traffic patterns to generate highly specific recommendations.
Like telling you it's gonna rain, so cut the patio staff.
Yes, exactly. It will advise the captain on the optimal staffing matrix and the exact prep levels required for the kitchen, anticipating operational friction before the shift even begins.
And perhaps the most culturally fascinating integration is Axial Shift, which introduces a layer of gamification to the actual shift. Axial Shift pulls real-time sales velocity from Toast, updating the metrics every 5 minutes, and translates that data into competitive challenges for the floor staff.
It turns the shift into a game.
It creates spontaneous team competitions centered around upselling specific items or hitting revenue thresholds. It takes the grueling reality of working the floor and overlays it with the feedback loops of an arcade game.
Which fundamentally alters the psychology of the shift. The staff are no longer just manually transporting food, they're actively engaging with real-time performance analytics, optimizing their behavior on the fly based on algorithmic incentives.
So what does this all mean? When you aggregate the DeckBoss retrospective, the Slack integration architecture, and the sprawling Toast ecosystem directory, what is the core takeaway for the listener?
I think the overarching narrative is that the hospitality industry is currently undergoing a massive foundational revolution. It is quietly transitioning from an industry historically run on analog intuition and localized chaos into a hyper-optimized predictive data machine.
It represents a profound operational shift. The deeply romanticized notion of a screaming, chaotic kitchen managed purely by the chef's instinct and a row of paper tickets is rapidly becoming obsolete. It is being methodically replaced by structured data vaults, algorithmic demand forecasting, and integrated digital command centers. The culinary output might remain artisanal, but the logistical engine executing its delivery has been completely industrialized. It truly has. We began this deep dive analyzing DeckBoss, unpacking how operators are mapping commercial kitchens to the rigorous hierarchy of a naval ship, using structured Slack channels and the CIC to manage their crews. We examined the architectural power of the Quartermaster bot, leveraging APIs to cross-reference global sporting events with local weather to predict exactly how much cod you need for the weekend rush.
And we mapped out the universe of the Toast POS ecosystem.
Right, where delivery aggregators, real-time P&L generators, AI voice operators, and searchable video surveillance systems all communicate through a shared digital language to keep the operation afloat. The next time you order a meal, whether you're dining at a high-end bistro or grabbing takeout from a local counter, I want you to look past the plate. Imagine the complex digital trough, the relentless AI forecast, and the sprawling data pipeline silently executing millions of calculations behind the scenes to make that specific experience possible.
It requires an astonishing volume of computational power just to facilitate a seamless dinner service. But this raises an important question. We have explored how these platforms are becoming exponentially more sophisticated at analyzing aggregate purchase histories, cross-referencing external data like weather and cultural events, and aggressively predicting exactly what the restaurant needs to stock. As that predictive power becomes even more granular, how long will it be until these integrated systems stop predicting what the restaurant needs and start predicting exactly what you want? How long until the architecture hyper-personalizes the entire menu for you, anticipating your exact craving before you even step foot through the door?
Now that is a fascinating scenario to chew on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.